From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is home to the largest population of Native Americans in the country, as well as the most tribes. A tragic reality, however, is that we also have the fifth largest caseload of missing and murdered indigenous people in the country as well. Tribal leaders for years have called this a long-neglected crisis, an epidemic, and have struggled to find solutions and bring attention to this issue. But that awareness has been changing in a positive direction in recent years. This week, for the second year in a row, the Wilton Rancheria and Yurok tribes held the Murdered and Missing Indigenous People Summit here in Sacramento. Tribal leaders from across California met with state and federal leaders to raise awareness and also to find resources to combat the MMIP epidemic. One of the actionable items that came out of this week's summit was a new partnership between Wilton Rancheria and the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department. Joining us to explain more is Jesus Tarongo, chairman of the Wilton Rancheria Tribe. Welcome back to Insight, Chairman Tarongo.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here this morning with you guys. So thanks for having me back.
Thank you for taking the time. I know this week was a big one. You had a two-day long summit. It took place at the Convention Center, also on the west steps of the Capitol. Senator Alex Padilla, among other elected leaders, were present. How did this second year go?
I think it went very well. I think for anything that people do, you always want to improve and add some things to the next event. And I think our second round, it was definitely bigger, I think, and struck home a little bit more, I think, to some of the people that came out. But it definitely was bigger, and we hope that we continue to grow as the years go on.
What does it mean that this is now an annual summit? This is the second year that this took place. For this to become a reality took a tremendous amount of work, I would imagine. What does it represent that this summit is now continuing 1 year after the next?
I think it shows that the community now wants, they want more involvement. And I think for decades now, our brothers and sisters to the north, the Yurok people, they've led this fight for a long, long time, advocating for it and trying to do what they can. And so for me, it's a beautiful thing to see it, because I think it shows now that people want more information, and advocacy is a beautiful thing. But I think now, you know, we got to get back into the weeds and really try to find out how we combat that. You know, we need all our players out there, but it makes me feel good to see the amount of people that took the time out of their day to come hear about a crisis that's not only affecting our state, but many states across the United States here.
We've had the Yurok tribe on to talk about the MMIP crisis, and this tribe is among the largest in the state. They're located in the northwest corner of California, which is very rural. When learning about, you know, Wilton Rancheria's involvement, I mean, you're located here at home in Sacramento, and in your press release, it said that indigenous people go missing and are murdered at higher rates in California and here in Sacramento County than almost anywhere else in the country. I think that may come as a surprise to people learning about that this is taking place here in Sacramento. What would you like people to know?
Well, I would like people to know that, you know, we're all tribes are different, right? I think people sometimes think that this should be a one-all fix-all for our people here, but we're very different. We're different from our brothers and sisters up north who are in a little bit more rural area. But my people here in the city, we experience the same things. And here, California, we have the fifth largest amount of disappearances and things of that nature. But yes, absolutely, our people, our women and girls, 4 out of 5 of our women and girls are going to experience some type of violence or abuse in their time. You know, one of the staggering statistics that I like to bring up. Or not like to bring up, but it at least gets people to understand. My nation is about 1,000 strong. And if we look at the statistics of that, that breaks it down to about 483 women in my tribe. And so of my 483 women, 387 of them are going to suffer some form of violence, sexual abuse, or ultimately may go missing and murdered. And so for that, you know, we really want to show people that it's not just in one area. This affects our entire state. And I think that's why you saw us do what we did with our local sheriff here in saying that I think it's time that we want to jump into the fight and help lead that with our brothers and sisters here in our state. Hmm.
What are the barriers when it comes to investigating and solving these cases? I mean, I would imagine there are complexities.
Absolutely. Here in California, we're a PL 280 state, and you're really talking about jurisdiction. And in some of these cases, with some of these tribes, the law enforcement doesn't know their obligations to the tribes. And sometimes the tribes don't know, you know, what they should be asking for, or what they should be not asking for, but we should be demanding what is ours and what's right for us. But you also have to remember there's 58 counties in California. And so with those 58 counties, I think it's really up to the tribes as well to establish those relationships with their sheriff's department, because you have to come and meet in the middle, I think, for us to really combat this. And so that kind of throws a little, you know, wrench in that for us. But again, here, you know, with us here in this area, really, really wanted to establish a relationship with our sheriff here, with Jim Cooper, and really hopefully use us as an example to other tribes. You know, Yurok, they do it in a way up there where, you know, we're hopeful to go up there and learn what they do and how they do it, and then bring it back down here and kind of, you know, mold it to what will work for us. I think that's really the end goal for all of us here, is to just really focus on our own communities and see what we can do, and then come together and go after some legislation that I think will give us the tools that we need.
Well, let's get into that partnership. This week, part of that summit, Wilton Rancheria and the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department, as you mentioned, you finalized a memorandum of agreement. What does this entail?
I want to just say, I think that, you know, we don't know. But the beautiful thing about this is, I think that for tribes and anything that we do, things really need to be tribally led. And what I mean by that is that, you know, people really have to hear what the tribe's needs are, because our needs aren't the same. Again, there's 109 federally recognized tribes in California, but we all have different, our rights are different, our sovereignty, your constitution, it's really different. And so for us, we really wanted to just work with our county. And so with that, you know, the framework really is just for cooperation and collaboration between the tribe and our sheriff, of matters that really relate to our public safety. We hope that with this, we're going to go out. Our plan is to go up to the Yurok country, go up north and work with them up there, and kind of just, you know, maybe just watch. You know, I tell people all the time, Creator gave us two eyes and two ears for a reason. And so I think for us, we're going to really go down this slowly and observing everything that works for them, and trying to figure out how we can make it come back down here and work for us. I definitely see it as a bonus as well, being the capital tribe here in this great state. I think that anything that we do with our local sheriff, maybe the legislatures and the people that make the laws for us here in this state, they'll read about it, and maybe it'll be on their radar a little bit more, and they'll be more inclined to listen to what the tribes are saying so that we can help our state.
Right. That could translate to political will. When talking with tribes about just this specific issue, and I think of the Yurok tribe, you know, there has been a historical distrust of law enforcement, you know, over generations. Wilton Rancheria and the collaboration with Sheriff Jim Cooper, there is a backstory here. Cooper was the former mayor of Elk Grove, which is located where your tribe is located. Do you think that served as an advantage to overcome that barrier of distrust and broker these relationships?
I think it's a perfect example of what we need, and what on both sides of the road, I would say. You said it just that, with how you opened up. There's a mistrust, and you're absolutely right. You got to remember that our people have been here since time immemorial, and so for every bit of law enforcement or any agency that has come to our reservations or rancherias here, it started hundreds of years ago when people would come into our reservations and rancherias and take our children or take people away from us. So there is that distrust there with law enforcement or any of those other agencies. And so the idea is that who knows the tribes best than the tribes? And again, with us having Jim Cooper, as he was the first mayor of Elk Grove, he was an assembly member, championed a lot of things for the tribe. We already have that trust built with him. And I think that he knows his area, he knows his region. And that's so big when you're talking about the crisis that we're wanting to engage in. That trust has to be there. When people are going to the ranches and reservations and they're asking for information, the citizens might not be so quick to share information. You know, you got to remember, we're multi-generational, right? A lot of our people. And so what means what law enforcement means to maybe some of our grandparents. You know, it was a different story for them. And so there's, you learn these things, I would say. And so that's the beauty in our MOA, and that we're hope that people can look at what we're doing here and again, take it back to their homes and figure it out. But I really believe that you have to have that trust has to be built. And I think we have an advantage because we do have a lot of trust with our current sheriff. But again, he knows his region and he knows the area. And I think that's very helpful.
When it comes to a tribe's sovereignty, and specifically with Wilton Rancheria, if people are unfamiliar, when it comes to your tribe's history, I mean, if I remember correctly, you're among one of the newest federally recognized tribes. I mean, I think this was back in 2013. I mean, your tribe had to fight very hard for years to make this happen. What would you like listeners to know about Wilton Rancheria?
I think Wilton Rancheria is just like any other tribe here. We're unique, but I think people forget sometimes our people, the native people, we were often characterized as the silent ones, the silent people. We're nice and we don't fight for things. You know, I beg to differ. You know, I think what I want people to know is that our people have been fighting since the colonizers came. We've had to fight for simple things. You know, we just barely got our rights to practice our own religion, you know, last century, you know, and so things of that nature. You know, we're here. We definitely know it's a tough battle. But Wilton Rancheria was established in 1928. We were terminated in 1958 or 59. And it took us 50 years to gain our federal recognition back. So we did gain our recognition back in 2009. And we've been up and running now for the last, 13, 14 years. But I think I'd like people to know that our people are resilient people, you know, and stuff like this, we're going to protect our people. And I think that's why you see us going out there and trying to form these relationships with our local agencies.
Chairman Tarongo, thank you so much for the time.
No, thank you. And I hope that we see more people next year at our third MMIP. But again, I would tell any of your listeners, if they want to get engaged with that, look into their local tribes and find out how they could help, because MMIP is just not a crisis in Indian Country. It's a crisis throughout our state. So I would definitely look there.
Jesus Tarongo is the chairman of the Wilton Rancheria tribe, discussing the MMIP epidemic that has murdered and missing Indigenous people in Sacramento County and a new collaboration with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.